Some grow nuts, some grow leaves. Either way you look at it, we're talking trees with John Eisenhower on Rosie on the House.
Well, you ready to talk about some pruning?
Well, I was just getting ready to challenge Gary live. You got to challenge him live on the air.
Mm-hmm. It's time for Gary. Challenge Gary live.
So your promo, some grow trees, some grow nuts. Mm-hmm. Either way, we're talking trees, leaves.
Yeah.
You got to work in a xerophyte.
Well, there you go.
That's your new keyword. Yeah. Get your pen out, and that's your assignment for the weekend.
I was going to say, if the next crossword puzzle I work, I'm sure xerophyte's ready somewhere in there. So, okay. Deal.
Pruning.
Well, yeah. You know, pruning is one of the most critical means, kind of a last line of defense. If you've done some staking, you've got good tree selection, good location, and good irrigation, you want to be sure that you're pruning your trees properly. There is a wrong idea that's very common that people have regarding the best way to prune your trees to make them safer to get through through a windstorm. People commonly will remove a lot of the lower interior branches. They kind of strip out the inside of the trees, and they leave the outer third of the canopy sort of untouched. It's a unacceptable pruning practice. It's called lion's tailing. And lion's tailing leaves that heavy concentration of foliage out on the end of the branch, looking kind of like a lion's tail. And that lion tail of heavy foliage collects the wind, and the force of the wind is disproportionately concentrated in that lion tail, consequently putting a lot of pressure on the middle of the branch, and often leading to branch failure because that big lion tail starts flagging in the wind. Now, if instead of stripping out all that lower foliage, if you had taken time to go out to the branch end and do some thinning out there, as well as some incremental pruning along the length of the entire branch, so the same percentage of foliage was on the tree, but not all concentrated out on the end. You can imagine if you took all that heavy concentration, concentration of foliage on the end and distributing it evenly along the entire length of the branch, the wind now is collected evenly along the entire length of the branch, and the force of the wind then is directed to the base of the branch where there's larger diameter and it can support that movement. That branch is going to always be safer.
And as that wind's blowing and it's moving a tree, it's kind of like, you know, trees weigh a pump of iron. It's building its strength.
That's right. And all those leaves, that leaf surface that's along the entire length of the branch is also shading the branch from and protecting it from sunburn. A lot of lion-tailed trees are subject to sunburn. Those lower parts of the tree are completely exposed and burn up. We have bark that's peeling, and they have all sorts of problems. Then flat-headed borers get in. And then once the cambium is damaged, it restricts the flow of water and nutrients to the top of the tree. So you get even more thinning on the outside of the tree out at the ends of the branches because the tree's not conducting the water as effectively as it was because you have these big sections of sunburned branch.
So you're then you get thinner foliage. Setting the tree up for a big freshman roll-off.
Well, what happens is then you have even more sunlight getting through because the foliage is thinning out at the ends. So you have this vicious cycle of sunburn and then thinner foliage, then more sunburn, then thinner foliage. And trees can sometimes not recover from that.
So the moral of the story, keep the branches on the inner kind of even, distribute the weight, distribute the shade.
Yeah, and a little bit
don't
more
pile it
exterior
all
pruning to be done. It takes a little bit more time, a little more expertise to get out and do a little bit of thinning in that outer third of the canopy. It's not as easy to reach that section. The bottom section of the tree is so much easier to reach, and so people just start trimming from the bottom and pushing that foliage to further and further out. And the tree continues to grow, and it gets longer and leggier and longer and leggier, and those lion tails get even more exposed to the wind. So we want to avoid lion's tailing at all costs. And you'll learn that and a lot of other things at the upcoming pruning seminars that we'll talk about. But we focus on that quite closely and teach you how to make those proper pruning cuts and leave your trees looking not only safer, but looking more beautiful and natural.
And I thought all this time, this lion's tail, because I'm looking at a picture of it, was something artistic.
Well, that's just that's a good point, Gary, because people often do this because they want to expose the branch architecture. It looks kind of cool to see all that exposed trunk. But you can do a little bit of that. You want to thin it out so you can at least appreciate the branch structure. But you don't want to take it to the extreme and start stripping it all the way out too far.
Those classes, again, Sunday, July 14th, 2 to 4 p.m. Now, that's indoors.
Oh, yeah.
It's at the Desert Botanical Garden, but they've got an indoor...
They have an education center where the classes are held, all indoors.
And then Saturday, August 31st, again, 2 to 4 p.m., $38 for regular, $30 if you are a member of the Desert Botanical Gardens, dbg.org.
Yeah, great. If I don't say so myself, it's money well spent. It's a great class. I've been doing it for 9 years now, and it's so much fun. It's just a great class, hands-on. We actually let people get involved in making the pruning decisions. We have some branches we bring into the class, and we just actually talk about the actual pruning cuts and getting up close and personal with the plants and trees.
And if you've never been to the Desert Botanical Gardens, that's a great excuse to go
there
as well. Even in the summertime, it's you can't help but be impressed and inspired to do something at your your home for your landscape or garden. John Eisenhower, if somebody needs a certified arborist, you can reach him at itreeservice.com.